time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to U-Tune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, U-Ink. Today, we will zero in on xenophilia for our brand. Xenophilia isn't what you might think it is, especially if you're a Star Trek fan. So let's get out of Captain Kirk's space junk. Simply put, it is a love for something different, the opposite of xenophobia. Many of us get stuck eating at the same places and ordering the same food, wearing the same hairdo, sleeping on the same side of the bed, taking the same road to and from work day after day after day. A rut is nothing more than a grave if you really think about it. At least you are digging yourself into one if you keep shoveling. Okay, think of all the new things you have always wanted to try. Some examples might be pink hair, a symphony concert, a warehouse dance party, volunteering at a soup kitchen, get a tattoo, Krav Maga. What are yours? All right, let's make a plan to do just one of them. So let's put that one in our mind so that we can make it happen. Wanting to do something new is not about willpower. Willpower is actually only 1/6 of your brain. It really isn't something that is under control. 5/6 of your brain power operates at the subconscious level, thus you are unable to control it. However, scientific research has shown that you are able to control all 6 parts of your brain, and learning to control the subconscious thinking by putting your brain on manual control rather than autopilot. So you have to develop this new habit of zeroing in on xenophilia, and in order to do that, you need to come up with a plan. So what's the plan? The plan is a lot simpler than you think. It is just a 2-step plan that leads to success. Okay, here it is. Step 1, just put it on your calendar. Step 2, show up. Yep, that's it. That is how easy it is to try to find something new and to embrace xenophilia in your life. And why on earth, Rhea, would I want to include alien elements in my life? Well, new experiences create new perspectives lead to new abilities lead to increased problem-solving skills, and problem-solving leads to self-confidence. All of these lend to an existence with more satisfaction and meaning. And you know what else? This experience, even if it wasn't a good one, will give you impetus to go back and do another one of those items on your list. And who knows? Maybe a visit to Mars or even being one of the first settlers there is in your future. Then you can be the alien. My pro tip? Many of the xenophilic experiences I've had in my life were because when opportunity came knocking, I open the door. Basically, my motto is, just say yes. Here's an example. One day, while sitting in the coffee shop I owned at the time in a charming neighborhood in Columbus, a man walks in and we strike up a conversation. He says that he is selling his house across the street because he lives in California and his company has him working in India, so he really doesn't need to continue maintaining it. Then he added, "You should come visit me in India." I responded, "Don't say things like that because I will do it." He gave me his card and he left. 3 weeks later, I was on a plane to Delhi. It was one of the best experiences of my life, and I'm still friends with John and his wife. I traveled all over Delhi, Rishikesh, Jodhpur, and even took the Haridwar Express and whitewater rafted down Mother Ganga right from where she came out of the foothills of the Himalayas. All I did was buy a ticket and show up at the airport, and off I went. Time for our movie motivation. For 2 reasons, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind stands out as xenophilic to me. For one, the couple that meet on the train to Montauk and fall for each other used to date for 2 years but had their memories of each other erased when they broke up. And the world created for this film, a company by the name of Lacuna, does this when people separate so they no longer have to remember the pain of once having been together. The fact that they rediscover each other tells me that new experiences can sometimes make something we thought was over with fresh, new, and attractive again. The lead roles were played expertly by Jim Carrey as Joe Barish and Kate Winslet as his girlfriend Clementine. The other reason was the incredible cinematography and the choice of the filmmakers to create the surreal images in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind radically differently. They used digital effects sprinkled with in-camera and forced perspective gags, all achieved without the use of blue screen or motion control. And this sprang from a filmmaker who approaches visual effects more as a magician than a technician. In other words, an approach very different than the status quo, which led to a magical film well received by both critics and audiences and widely regarded as one of the best films in the decade in which it was produced, which was in 2004. To learn more ways to zero in on xenophilia and how Eric McGraw, an international product distributor in China and other markets, who started as an ESL instructor and is now the go-to for many businesses to get a foothold abroad, and how he developed his cultural competency, you can listen to the U Inc. episode that is the companion to this U-Tune break on 90.5 FM or live stream at WCBE.org at 6:30 a.m. Saturdays with me, Rhea Greif. And of course, you can also catch your U-Tune every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of U Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.